Hello.
Hi, is this First Sergeant Hoverston?
This sure is.
Hi, my name is Sarah Conrad. I'm with the Times Citizen in Iowa Falls.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's going to be a little delay, so it's going to be a little weird.
That's okay. I've done some of these calls before, so I'm a little used to the delay. I know it's a little weird, but I'm pretty used to it.
Oh, good.
So I got an email and they said that you're going to be, or you must have just been promoted to first sergeant, and they kind of gave me this opportunity to ask you about some of your experiences over there. So I don't know if you just want to start talking about maybe whatever you'd like to talk about, what you're doing over there, or maybe where you're stationed.
Yeah, I came over here for a year billet, but I'm only serving. It's going to end up being about 6 months. And the uniqueness of it was that I'm here, and then I'm from Owl Falls, and then Nathan Meyer, he's my cousin, and he just got here. So I'm just leaving, and he's just getting here. And it was nice to be able to have him, you know, both in the same hometown, both cousins, be able to be here so he could see my promotion. So that was nice. And then now he's taken over, not doing the same job, but he's here taking, you know, continuing the fight in Afghanistan, and I'm going back home to move on to a different job, because since I got promoted, they give me new orders, and then I get to go on to a new mission.
Do you know what you'll be doing now? Are you going to be end up being deployed again, or are you going to end up, I think you live in California, are you going to stay there?
Yes, I'm going back to California, and actually going to go to MCRD, Marine Corps Recruit Depot, San Diego, California. That's where they take the recruits go, and we train and we become Marines. I'll be a company first sergeant down there at MCRD San Diego.
Okay. So once you're done with that, I mean, is there a chance that you'll be deployed again, or are you going to end up staying in California for a while?
This will be 3 year orders. 3 year orders. So for me, it's going to give me a break. I've deployed 5 times since 2005. So I'm looking forward to being home. I have a 2-year-old and a 6-month-old, a 2-year-old daughter and a 6-month-old son. And I deployed when my daughter was 6 months to Okinawa, Japan, and then my son was 4 months when I deployed over here. So I've missed a good chunk of each one of their, you know, from about 4 months to like 6 or 7 months. So it'd be good to be home and help my wife raise the kids.
Yeah, your mom stopped in.
I don't have to worry about deploying. I mean, I'll still be busy, but.
Your mom stepped in the office last year after, I think, some photos were taken of you during the send-off. And so I heard a little bit about your family and that your wife, I think, used to be in the Marines also. You can correct me if that's wrong. Maybe she was in a different branch.
She was in the Navy, but.
Okay,
wish she was in the Marine Corps, though.
Okay, but she's no longer in the military now?
She got out and is currently being, you know, stay-at-home mom raising the 2 kids.
Okay. So that's got to be nice to look forward to. I think you said at least 3 years of not being deployed.
Yes, for sure. With the amount of the deployments that have been in the last short 7 years or whatever.
So you said you've been deployed 5 times. Where have you been? I know you're in Afghanistan now, and you were in, I think you said Okinawa.
Yeah, I did Okinawa, Japan in 2005, and then I did a deployment to Iraq in 2006, 2007, and then again in late 2008 to 2009, two tours to Iraq, and then I went on a it was a Marine Expeditionary Unit. Basically, you're forward deployed in Navy shipping, and that was we started in Okinawa, Japan, and then we were out there for the tsunami that hit Japan. And so they sent us up to Japan, and then now this deployment to Afghanistan.
Okay. So what's been the most difficult part? Is it I would assume missing your family.
Oh, for sure. You know, the good thing is with technology nowadays, you get a chance to jump on Skype every now and again. And fortunately for me, this deployment, I've been more of a headquarters support type guy, support type role. So it's much easier for me to get on Skype and be able to talk to the family and tell, you know, tell the kids, you know, good morning when I'm going to sleep, and then good night when they're going to sleep, because it about works out perfect. We're about 12 hours off, 12 and a half hours off from California. So it's good from good time for when I'm waking up, and, you know, they're going to sleep and vice versa.
Yeah, it's good timing. So you said your cousin, it's Nathan good. Meyer. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And he's also from Iowa Falls?
He is. Yeah.
Okay.
His parents are Terry and Chris Meyer.
Okay. And is he quite a bit younger than you?
His mom and my mom are sisters.
Okay.
He is. He's he's quite a bit. He's, I think, he can tell you his story, but I think he's about a year and a half in the Marine Corps. I hit my 16-year mark in June.
Okay. You will hit your 16 mark in June?
I think he's... Yeah, in June, I'll hit 16 years. I've been, I came in 97,
okay.
June of 1997.
So were you able to see him very much since you've been over there? Or you said he attended your promotion ceremony?
No, it worked out good. He's getting here, and he's going through the beginning stages of, when you arrive here in Afghanistan, you have to do some training, basically training just to make sure your last bit of training before you push out to wherever you're going, to whatever smaller base you're going to. So he's doing that training now, and that's about 5 days long. And so it works out good that I'm here. We get to hang, you know, see each other for these 5 days, and then he'll push out to another smaller base, and then I'll redeploy back home.
Okay. Your moms have got to be happy.
Yeah, well, nervous and happy.
Yeah.
My mom's happy. His mom's, you know, just getting the Skype and her telling her, you know, it's fine, it's okay, things are much different than what they used to be.
Yeah. So you said you've mostly been at headquarters during this deployment?
Yeah, we're the regimental combat team. We're the ground combat element, regimental headquarters. So basically we support everyone else. His battalion is 3rd Battalion, 4th Marines. And so we're here supporting any facilitating anything that they need, any reporting requirements or any logistical requirements they need, we help them.
Okay. But I'm assuming on the way you're talking on past deployments, maybe you haven't been at headquarters as much. You've been out at smaller bases or?
No. Yeah. The two in Iraq, we're outside living, you know, away from the base doing, and at least my two in Iraq, I wasn't here. You know, I wasn't at a main base where you have everything. This is kind of like you'd come here and you'd almost think this was, you wouldn't think it's like small town Iowa Falls, but it's a small town. They got a lot of, you know, vehicles. They got regular cars here, and everything is pretty secure place compared to where he'll be going and where I was in the past. So.
Okay. So do you have any plans to come back to Iowa Falls to visit anytime soon, or are you relying on family to go out to California to visit you?
I think this time, just because I'm taking on the new job and I got to get there and make a name for myself, and it all depends. Usually I try to make it back as often as I can, usually once or twice a year. So maybe in June I'll probably push back. They do a golf tournament for my dad, so I'd like to make it back for that. So we'll see how it plans out this year.
Did you graduate from Iowa Falls High School?
Yeah, from Iowa Falls in 97.
Okay. All right. And then you joined the Marines right away?
Yeah, I graduated, I think we graduated on the 28th of May, and then I left on the 2nd of June.
Oh, okay. All right, and you've been in the Marines ever since.
I was at boot camp. I've been a Marine ever since.
Are you planning to make, I'm assuming, to make a career of it?
Yeah, I have, you know, about four, you know, or a little four, 4 years till I hit 20. And if things keep going good, my parents always ask me, how long are you going to stay in? I tell them I'm done having fun. And so far, it's been a good go. I've had a good go at it. So,
was your goal to keep it, to make first sergeant, or I mean, do you have a goal for what you'd like to achieve, or you're just looking to kind of keep moving up?
Yeah, right now, this, first sergeant is E8, and then there's one more above that, E9, and that's sergeant major. So that's what my ultimate goal is, to become a sergeant major.
Okay, so you're E8 right
that's
now,
the highest
first sergeant.
Rank you can achieve. I'm E8. That's what I just got promoted to.
Okay. All right. I guess, is there anything else you'd like to add or say, or I don't know.
No, I don't. No, I mean, the good thing that was here was my cousin. He was, he was able to be here and be here for the promotion, but I also was able to have my drill instructor come out to boot camp in 97. He was here. He's actually my cousin's sergeant major, so he's E9, the senior enlisted guy for his battalion. And so he was able to pin my chevrons on and promote me.
Oh, and he was your original drill instructor?
My drill instructor when I went to boot camp is now his
E9
sergeant major.
Okay.
His E9, yeah, his senior enlisted for his battalion.
So that must have been pretty nice.
Yeah, it definitely was.
Okay.
Still to this day, you see him 16 years later, and you're still a little nervous to talk to him. Still want to, because he spent 3 months yelling at you, changing your life.
But you're an E8 now.
I know. I told him, I was like, I bet this makes you feel old, huh? And he said, no, age is just an excuse. And I was like, hey, that's a good way to look at it.
All right. I didn't ask. What's your wife's name?
Samantha.
Okay. And your kids? You said you have a daughter and a son.
Yeah, I have a daughter. It's Cadence. K-A-Y-D-E-N-C-E.
Okay. And your son?
And Maverick.
Okay. Spelled like Top Gun.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm sure.
You know what's funny is, I made a joke about that. When we originally named my son, my wife came up with the name Maverick. I was like, yeah, and we'll call his sister Goose. And she didn't have any idea what I was talking about. She had never seen him. So I had to sit her down and make her watch that movie.
That's ridiculous. Who hasn't seen that movie?
I know. That's what I thought.
All right. Well, so when do you actually leave Afghanistan to come back to the States?
I'll be leaving here 4 days in a wake up.
4 days?
So about 5 days.
Okay.
Yeah, 4 days, 5 days.
All right. Yeah. Well, I hope you have a safe trip. And
the good thing is I'll make it home for Easter.
Oh, that's great.
And, that'll be good. So.
Yeah, I'm sure you're looking forward to seeing your kids. So it's going to be great. Well, thank you for making time to talk with me today.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, and definitely, I mean, if you're back in June, stop in the office or let us know that you're going to be back, and love to meet you in person.
That sounds great. Did you want to talk to Nathan?
Sure, that'd be great.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi. Is this Nathan?
Yes.
Hi. So I just talked to Jared, and you guys are cousins, right? Your moms are sisters?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. And he said you just got there?
About a week ago, I did.
Okay. So I don't know as much about your background. Where are you based? In California?
Yes, I'm Station 29 Palms, California.
Okay. And how long have you been in the Marines?
I've been in, I went to boot camp in July 2011.
Okay. So is this your first deployment?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about some of your thoughts? I mean, you've been there for a week. What's happening, and is it kind of what you expected?
I pretty well expected it. Living in 29 Palms for about 9 months, it kind of gave me a good idea of what this was going to be like. Cause, I mean, when I got here, I really couldn't see much different, you know, with relations to the sand and the temperature difference, which is about the same. So it kind of feels like we hopped on a plane for 13 hours and then get back off in 29 palms.
Could be worse. It could be here, right? Here in Iowa Falls.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like 10 degrees here today. So, have you been able to talk with your family very much since you left?
They have certain spots here that have Wi-Fi. So every once in a while, Facebook and Skype, you know, might try and get in every other day and sometimes every day with both my wife and my parents.
Okay. I didn't ask, did you graduate from Iowa Falls High School?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Did you marry a woman you met here or met in California? Or?
There. She went to school in State Center down by Marshalltown and lived in Rhodes, Iowa. So, I mean, I met her through one of my best friend's sister's best friend. That's who she was. And then, I don't know, just we were together since before I graduated and still together now. So it's been quite a while.
Is she in California then?
She came down to visit a couple times, you know, a month at a time. And then about a month and a half before I deployed, she stayed down there with me. She graduated early. And then now she's back in Iowa Falls living with my parents.
Okay. You don't have any kids yet or anything?
No.
Okay. So was there a reason that you decided to join the Marines? Had you talked to your cousin at all before you decided to do that, since he's been in the Marines for 16 years?
Yeah, he's joined the Marine Corps when I was 4. And, I mean, once I got old enough to realize what he was actually doing, you know, got into high school and did some research into it and saw what he was doing and the impact he was making, it motivated me to, you know, to join up and, you know, kind of try and follow in his footsteps.
So is it good to be able to see him there when you, on your first deployment, to be greeted by him and get to spend a little bit of time with him?
Yes, it was awesome. And it was kind of ironic because when he got his orders 29 palms, I got my orders 29 palms. So it kind of, we met up there too.
Well, that's great. I mean, probably makes it a little less homesick or a little less scary to know someone.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So I think he said that he's been mainly at the base, but you're going to be going out to a different, smaller base?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So do you know how long your deployment will last? Will it be a year or 6 months?
It's about a 7-month deployment.
Okay. All right. Have you thought at all of, I mean, you've only been in the Marines for, what, less than 2 years, but have you thought about, are you going to make it a career?
Right now, my mind's kind of set on getting out after my 4 and returning back to my family business, Meyer Truck and Alignment, back working for my dad.
Okay. So you have to serve, you said 4 years?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I don't know. Is there anything else you want to add? I guess I didn't ask your parents' names or your wife's name.
It's Chris and Terry Meyer are my parents.
Okay.
Well, I have a brother and a sister.
Okay.
My brother is Nick Meyer.
Okay.
And Chelsea Meyer is my sister.
Okay. Is it M-E-Y-E-R?
Yes.
Okay. And then what's your wife's name?
It's Stacy Meyer.
Okay. Is there an E or no E?
There's an E, yeah.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else you want to add that I haven't asked?
Is there anything else you would like to add that you haven't asked?
All right. I don't know. I guess that's about all my questions.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know if I should just hang up, or is there the guy who connected us? Am I supposed to talk with him again, or?
I just need to talk to you again before she hangs up. No. All right. Nope. He doesn't have to. So.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck, and it was nice talking with you. Thanks for taking time today.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hold
Bye.
On a second. Hold on. Now she hung up.